Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, July 17, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of industry and manufacturing news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Mining news breaks, Ucore Rare Metals Inc., UCU, OTCQRF, featured an article highlighting Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex as rare earth supply chain game changer. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. was awarded an $18.4 million grant by the U.S. Department of Defense to advance its rapid XTM rare earth separation technology at the Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex. This move aims to reduce China's control over global rare earth refining by producing 2,000 tons of rare earth oxides annually by late 2024. The facility's rapid SXTM process challenges Chinese dominance, strengthens U.S. supply chain resilience, and creates jobs in central Louisiana. Ucore's strategic plan includes disrupting China's control of the North American REE supply chain through domestic facilities in Louisiana, Canada, and Alaska. For more information, visit ucore.com. Panasonic rethinks its battery production timelines in Kansas amid changing U.S. policies. Japanese electronics manufacturer Panasonic is rethinking production timelines for its battery plant in Kansas amidst shifting politics in the U.S. and a decline in battery electric vehicle sales. The $4 billion DeSoto battery production plant was launched after 2 years of construction on July 14, marking a significant economic development project in Kansas history. Panasonic's decision comes as EV makers like Mullen Automotive Inc. now face additional challenges due to changes in federal policies. Investors can find more news and updates on Mullen Automotive Inc. at the company's newsroom. GreenCar Stocks is a specialized communications platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers. The American auto industry faces additional headwinds as Trump announces copper tariffs. Last week, Trump announced a 50% tariff on copper imports starting August 1st. This news has raised concerns for auto manufacturers and suppliers who will face higher costs. Copper exploration firms like Aston Bay Holdings Limited must now strategize to navigate these challenges. Mining News Wire is a specialized platform focusing on global mining and resources sectors, offering tailored corporate communication solutions to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers.
Ucore Rare Metals Inc., OTQUUF, key part of five-step blueprint for a balanced rare earth supply chain. China's move exposed the importance of finding strong domestic sources for essential materials in the United States. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., with its rapid SXTM technology, is a key part of a five-step blueprint to build a robust rare earth supply chain in North America. The company aims to reduce reliance on China for critical materials like samarium, gadolinium, and terbium. The recent tariff war highlighted the vulnerability of the U.S. supply chain, making it crucial to secure domestic sources. Ucore Rare Metals is at the forefront of this effort, working towards a more independent and secure rare earth supply chain in North America. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.